Congress and the president were pretty eager to pat themselves on the back as they passed sweeping criminal justice reforms. But what will new federal sentencing guidelines mean for Central Illinois?
Where individuals will be getting out of prison because of this change in the law.
That's Central Illinois' new U.S. Attorney, John Millhiser. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is The Leadoff from GLT.
Support for The Leadoff comes from XYZ Incorporated, providing A, B, and C for customers in Central Illinois and around the world. ASAP. XYZ Incorporated at xyz.com. Additional support comes from listeners of this podcast. Contribute at wglt.org.
It's Thursday, January 31st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Mary Cullen's report on federal criminal justice reform and how it could play out in Central Illinois.
President Trump signed the new criminal justice law in December. The measure won rare bipartisan support.
We all benefit when those who have served their time can find a job, support their families, and stay the hell out of jail, right?
It reduces federal sentencing guidelines for certain drug offenses, and some of the changes are retroactive. It's partly aimed at fixing the disparity between stiffer sentences for crack cocaine offenses and lighter ones for those involving powder cocaine. That disparity became widely viewed as discriminatory against black defendants. John Millhiser is the new U.S. Attorney for the Central Illinois District, putting him in charge of all federal drug cases in Bloomington Normal, Peoria, Champaign, and Springfield. He says one of his attorneys is now assigned to drug offenders who will benefit from relaxed sentencing for crack.
80 to 90 cases that were affected, that were identified, where individuals either were going to get out sooner or we're going to get out immediately based on the retroactive nature of the legislation.
According to the U.S. Sentencing Commission, those 80 or 90 federal inmates from Central Illinois are among 2,600 across the country who are potentially eligible for sentence reductions under the change. The lighter sentences will impact future cases, too. Millhiser says more cases might remain in state court instead of going federal.
So where, for a very violent offender, do we get the most lengthy sentence, which is what we want, to lock this person up for as long as we can? And so it might affect some of those cases.
Millhiser is about 90 days into the job, the first permanent appointee to the post since Trump took office. Millhiser previously served as state's attorney in Sangamon County. He now oversees 70 staff across four U.S. attorney offices in Central Illinois, about half criminal and civil attorneys. A few blocks away from his office in Springfield, state lawmakers are considering legalizing recreational marijuana. Millhiser opposed that in his past job. When asked if legalizing it in Illinois, despite still being illegal under federal law, would cause any friction, Millhiser says it's all about priorities.
Is it to go after that person with a very small amount of marijuana that's smoking it? No. I mean, is it to go after that individual that is transporting hundreds of pounds of marijuana and selling it in our high schools? Yes.
For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following today in the GLT newsroom. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says a new investigation into segregation in many downstate communities rings true. He says some of the causes are beyond the reach of city government, but others, like access to transit and affordable housing, are opportunities for action. Town of Normal is considering an electric scooter program. Town planner Mercy Davison says users should put an app and credit card number on their phones and check out scooters whenever they want. And a quick plug for today's GLT Sound Ideas. Charlie Schlenker grabbed some time with Congressman Rodney Davis. First time in a while we've had him. They caught up on the government shutdown, for which Davis has been fairly prominent spokesman for the House Republicans. It's a good interview. You can find that and these other local stories today at WGLT.org. This insane polar vortex weather is just about over, finally. The weekend is just around the corner. GLT's music director, John Norton, joins us for a look ahead at what's going on around Bloomington Normal this weekend. John, thanks for popping in.
Hey, Ryan. Nice to be here.
So let's start with this this big-time music guy who's coming to town Friday for a lecture in Uptown Normal. Who is Steve Albini?
Steve Albini is a guy who is known as a legendary music producer, although he doesn't like the term producer. He's an audio engineer, and he explains in our interview that we talked to about why that. But he's almost also famous for venting his spleen about the music business, and especially the quote music business, the big shots, record labels, the industry insiders, things like that. And he's got a famous 1993 screed. It's called The Problem with Music, where he just eviscerates the record labels and the music business on why the little guy always gets screwed in the music business. And it's been, when he wrote it, he allowed any other publication to repurpose it for their purpose. So it got a lot of mileage even back before the internet. So he's known for that. He's just a real down-to-earth guy, a really talented engineer that worked on Nirvana's, not worked on, but he engineered, produced Nirvana's In Utero album, as well as albums by the Pixies and the Breeders and just hundreds and hundreds of others.
Why is he coming here?
He is pretty good friends with Rick Valentin and Rose Marshak, two arts technology professors here at Illinois State University, who are two of the four members of the Poster Children. And he produced, and that is engineered, their most recent album, and I think another one of them as well. They've known Steve for a long, long time, so they brought him in to talk to their students.
Well, during your interview with Steve, you guys got into this piece he wrote back in the 90s about the record industry and kind of compared it to what the business is like today. So let's play a part of that.
The whole of the industry has shifted away from this sort of top-down mentality where certain important industry figures decide who is going to have access to an audience. Now the audience decides what it wants to listen to of its own accord. And if you want to create music, you can. There's nothing preventing you from going home tonight and recording a few songs on something as simple as your smartphone and then posting them up to YouTube. And if other people like those songs, then, you know, tomorrow morning you have a worldwide audience. That's the kind of access to an audience that previously was only the dominion of people who had very powerful industry contacts. So the record labels and the music business as a whole, as a gatekeeper, really is insignificant now.
That's Steve Albini. He'll speak at 3 p.m. Friday at University Galleries in Uptown Normal. He was chatting with GLT Music Director John Norton, and hey, so am I. John, anybody else in town this weekend worth checking out in the music scene?
Yeah, there's a couple of shows at Night Shop. One Friday night, it's Hot Sauce Universe, the local duo of Jay Thomason and his wife Janae Thomason. They're a whole lot of fun. And then Saturday night, local legends, the Something Brothers, are playing Night Shop, which is pretty exciting. Friday night at Jazz Up Front, a guy out of Chicago, his name is Neil Francis, who loves, he's a younger guy, but he loves the late 60s, early 70s, funky, jazzy kind of sound, and he's trying to recreate that. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's GLT Music Director and Morning Edition host, John Norton. Thanks, John. I'm Ryan Denham. Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. If you haven't already, subscribe to get this show delivered to your device every morning. You can also add it to your Alexa Flash Briefing using the GLT Lead Off skill. Support for The Leadoff comes from XYZ Incorporated, providing ABC for customers in Central Illinois from around the world, ASAP. XYZ Inc. at xyz.com. Additional support comes from listeners of this podcast like you. Contribute at wglt.org.